I remember being sworn in by Commissioner Larrick. I even have the picture here. I had my hair in a beehive hairdo, and I had the A-line dress that was popular with Jackie Kennedy, had the A-line, that was the look. And we certainly did wear white gloves and a hat to work in New York District. That's how you came to work. But then we had a change. We had to go out in the field, and I think a big concern was what we were going to look like when we got out there. And I remember the Chief Inspector Weems Clevenger, my boss Bill Logan, and a couple of the other supervisory inspectors gathered around in Weems' office while I tried on I was the first woman to put on coveralls. And they were very concerned because they didn't want me to wear anything under the coveralls, but you could see my underwear through the slits in the sides of the coveralls. And I had to turn around and they were looking to see what they could see through the slits in the coveralls. And this was they just had lots of thoughts about that. What are we going to do? What are we going to do? I don't know how. I think we sewed them, had special coveralls, and they were sewed closed, these slits. And I did have my famous shopping cart because we had all this inspectional equipment. We had black lights and all the different tools, the sieves and go out and inspect bakeries and whatever. And it was just a lot to carry, so I had a shopping wagon. It's not a cart. I don't know if you see them today, but it's a collapsible, it's a shopping wagon. And I put that in the back seat of the car, and the men really looked at that. But a couple of years later, a couple of the guys got the cart in New York District. Yes, they did. And